This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night saw 10 Democratic White House hopefuls on the same stage in Houston. Gun control was one of the big issues. Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke says he's received a death threat today after saying this last night.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
The threat O'Rourke refers to is a response from Republican Texas State Representative Briscoe Kane, who tweeted last night that his AR-15 was, quote, ready for O'Rourke. Kane had more to say this morning, calling O'Rourke a child in another tweet, although he's taken the original tweet down. The east coast of Florida is being warned about what could be a tropical storm when it gets there this weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Retail sales are up more than expected. They rose 0.4% in August, according to the government's report just released, double the 0.2% retail analysts had forecast. The 0.4% bump follows an 0.8% advance in the month of July. Stocks mostly higher today on Wall Street so far, as the U.S. and China have been swapping trade concessions. Virginia's Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax has hit CBS with a $400 million defamation lawsuit. The suit was filed yesterday, claiming the network defamed the Democrat when it broadcast interviews with two women who have accused him of sexual assault. His accusers spoke out in an interview with CBS's Gail King earlier this year. Fairfax denies the accusations. The suit says he took action against CBS to restore his reputation and to clear his name. But CBS says it stands by its reporting. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States giving an additional $4 million for humanitarian aid to the Bahamas to help it recover from Hurricane Dorian. U.S. Agency for International Development Administrator Mark Green announcing that yesterday's contribution brings the entire U.S. government funds to help the island nation recover to more than $10 million.
This additional funding will support emergency shelter, health, water, sanitation, and hygiene, and psychosocial support for people who have been impacted by the hurricane.
The State Department saying the U.S. is working with 15 other nations in providing aid to the Bahamas, which were struck by a Category 5 Hurricane Dorian. Meanwhile, the Bahamas government has reduced the number of those believed unaccounted for from about 2,500 on Wednesday down to about 1,300 as of yesterday. Oh, and guess who's turning 50 today?
Where are you?
Yes, Scooby-Doo, as it was 50 years ago today, September 13th, 1969, that CBS premiered the animated comedy Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? And, of course, the start of the series with those meddling teenagers. find us online anytime at USA Radio News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is sponsored by Amgen. September is National Cholesterol Education Month, and comedian and television host Jay Leno has partnered with Amgen on Cholesterol 911, a national initiative urging people who have had a heart attack and still have high bad cholesterol to reduce their risk of another. Bad cholesterol is one of the most important modifiable risk factors for heart attack. While many people may be able to reduce their cholesterol through diet, exercise, or medication, those who have experienced a previous heart attack and still struggle with high bad cholesterol may require additional treatment options to further reduce their cardiovascular risk.
I have high cholesterol that thankfully I'm able to control with the help of my doctor. But I've learned from some close friends about its connection to their heart attacks. I hope this effort encourages people to see the emergency in high cholesterol and talk to their doctor.
Visit www.cholesterol911.com to learn more. Again, that's cholesterol911.com to learn more.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll. It's what it's all about here in America. Hey, our thanks to Reactionary Times, by the way. You might check them out, reactionarytimes.com. They have our latest commentary about the second American Revolution. You know, for those of you that have been asking for one and saying it's just around the corner, I'm saying, look, it is here. It is amongst us right now. When you look at all the activity, I maintain that the first shot across the bow of the boat of liberal activists and Marxists in our country happened on 2014, 2015, when Donald Trump came down the escalators, the golden escalators there at Trump Tower. That was the first shot across their bow. And since then, there has been a volley aimed in their direction because they've been called out at every turn. And they're rather upset about it. So you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we are in a war right now. It is really serious what's coming up. It seems like every election cycle is the most important of our generation, and I think most of us would admit and agree that this one coming up is really about the heart and soul of America right now. Sarah Carter is joining us now. Oh, great. We're still waiting on Sarah Carter. Interesting here. We'll see if we can keep, we can find a way to connect here. Looking forward to talking to her because of, you know, the latest news, coming out regarding, Andrew McCabe. I know people were thinking, whoa, what is all this about? Been revealed, McCabe is, in a position to where he is going to be, looks like there's an indictment coming this way, and this could be the first of many dominoes regarding, criminal charges being faced by these players in this coup of Donald Trump. And, John Durham report is coming next, and, the target seems to be very, very square on James Comey, FISA abuse, and additional players. So, as we say, get ready for the dominoes to be falling down. Well, Sarah Carter is with us right now. Sarah, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
So great to be on with you, Bill. Thank you so much. I'm doing well.
Well, Andrew McCabe facing criminal charges. His attorneys were working hard to try to see if they could obfuscate these charges, but there was no letting go. They said, no, the evidence is such as that we've got to play this out, and we're going to put this before a grand jury, right?
Yeah, this is significantly important because the U.S. attorney, Jessie Liu, she's recommended moving forward with the charges against McCabe, and that's big news. And remember, these charges stem from the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz's original report that he wrote last year, which was released to the public in April of 2018, which specifically specified that he lied under oath multiple times to investigators. And, you know, there's a lot more onus on McCabe because he was a senior the deputy director of the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at officials, they really hit them hard. I mean, we've seen a lot of underlings pay a much heavier price than McCabe has. McCabe's just basically gone over to CNN to become, a contributor and is living his life out pretty good. And remember, McCabe really has not lost, even though everybody saw the news in April 2018 where he, 2 days before he was set to retire, that he lost his pension. Remember when he turns 62, he can receive that pension in full.
Right. So what is the status on that? Clarify it, because that was one of the questions. People were feeling sorry for him that he was going to lose this pension.
Yeah, so, this is coming from a number of people in the federal government that I've spoken with, a number of sources. It appears that he won't be losing that because of how things operate. They have to wait out to the normal retirement age. So even though he would have retired from the FBI last year, what will happen is that will be suspended until he turns 62, and then he'll receive his pension in full. That's how it works in the government. Well, things could change depending on where these criminal charges go. I know that, according to Jesse Liu, and there were a number of line prosecutors that McCabe's attorney had appealed over and over and over again, and it was kind of extraordinary. It wasn't totally unusual, but because of his status, because he was the deputy director, because he did have this, these attorneys, they went back to the line prosecutors, apparently, according to my sources, multiple times. And then they went directly to Jesse Liu. Mm-hmm. And in the end, Jesse Liu was like, look, I want to move forward with these charges. And it was the deputy attorney general who at the time decided, no, we're not going to accept McCabe's appeal. We're going to go forward. And they rejected that appeal. And those were the exact words that I was told, rejected.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like they will be moving forward with that. And for a lot of people, this is very frustrating. A lot of Americans are saying, well, when is someone going to get indicted? When is someone going to get charged? It looks like in the case of McCabe, that will be happening.
Exactly. Well, welcome to the whole idea of due process, right, Sarah?
Right. Welcome to the whole idea of due process. And we have to ask ourselves this one really important question. And it's a hypothetical question, but, had Hillary Clinton won, none of us would have ever known
what
would
clearly,
have happened.
We
would have had no idea. So it would have been business as usual, right? Unless somebody discovered what had happened, it would have been much more difficult under President Clinton, the hypothetical President Clinton, to get all of this information out. So that should really shock the conscience of the American people. What was going on here? The weaponization of our law enforcement agencies, the weaponization of our intelligence agencies, for political purposes and for political gain. Now, I did bring up, Bill, that this is under Inspector General Michael Horowitz's report. Remember John Durham,
from exactly.
Connecticut, has been appointed to look at the whole of the matter, which is, what was the beginning of the FBI's investigation? How did this all start? Did people skirt the law? Was there a weaponization of, like I said, the intelligence agencies and law enforcement? And who played a role in that? And remember, John Durham is playing hardball here. He isn't just staying in the United States working out of an office. He's been flying to Europe. He's been flying all over the world, basically, talking to potential people that were involved in the FBI's investigation into the now debunked theory of President Trump and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So he's spoken with, looking into Stefan Halper, who was the spy for the FBI, working out of Cambridge, the American professor. He's also, questioned Joseph Mifsud, who was also involved in this and was potentially working for Western intelligence when he approached George Papadopoulos. And Papadopoulos has said from the beginning, I said it would be treason if I ever utilized anything taken by the Russians. And remember, it was Joseph Mifsud that was kind of luring him and telling him about these emails, these supposed emails that, that the Russians had. Stefan Halper was also involved in that. So John Durham is playing for keeps here. He's going to investigate this. This is a separate set of charges. So if John Durham discovers something more that Andrew McCabe was actually involved in, we know he signed off on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrant. If he finds out about that, that's going to be a very serious issue, especially if they lied on those applications to the secret court.
Wow. I got to imagine knees are knocking right now as the noose is tightening around this whole cabal, Andrew McCabe and his fellow players. We've got more from Sarah Carter on the other side of the break. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Action Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Sarah Carter continues. The national, international award-winning investigative reporter, fellow with the Independent Women's Forum, and Fox News contributor. Sarah, you brought up Hillary Clinton, and because you did, what snapped in my mind was something I thought initially was a joke, that here on this anniversary of 9/11, Hillary is overseas reading 3,000 emails, supposedly, sitting on a desk that is likened to the Oval Office. I mean, the only thing that was missing was a container of bleach bit and some broken telephones, I guess, just for, thematic setting, I guess.
Include those in the exhibition. I got to tell you, I was stunned. At first, I thought for a second, I didn't even think I was really looking at her account, her Twitter account, when she posted, "I found my emails at the Venice Biennale, someone alert the House GOP." I thought, is this really her account?
Right.
And then, knowing about what she did at the Disbar Teatro in Italia, in Venice, Italy, reading her emails was really thumbing her nose at the American people, not at the House GOP. And at the law, because what this was all about was her using a private email server to send classified emails, which we know there were highly classified emails, on her own private server, government emails, into an unsecured server that was targeted possibly by Chinese, Russians, others, state actors. And this is a very serious issue. People have gone to jail for so much less. Let's
exactly.
Just talk about Christian Saussure.
Yeah, exactly.
He spent a year in jail for taking pictures, his own pictures on his own phone, never shared them with anyone because he was a young guy and he was excited to be working on a nuclear sub. It wasn't like he was a spy or anything like that. And, he ends up spending a year in jail until he's carded. But here's Hillary Clinton just thumbing her nose, her power at, the little people. Look at me. I can sit here and make fun of something that's so serious. Mm. It's actually really quite disgusting.
It really is.
It goes to show you. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Sean Smith's dad took grave exception to this. Sean Smith, one of, the victims of Benghazi. And, what is the possibility of the reckless use of her emails? It's been suggested, hasn't been verified, but suggested that her emails specifically got in the wrong hands and was instrumental in leaving, Chris Stevens absolutely vulnerable in Benghazi. Nobody is tying that loop in, but yet the suggestion is very strong that those emails could have possibly played a role.
Oh, I think they did. Based on the information that I have been able to see and based on, the people that I've spoken to, I think there was some very serious issues with emails that she was sending back and forth, particularly with Cindy Blumenthal and others who she used as kind of, advisors, for her work at State Department. I think there were very serious issues there and that are still being investigated. We know Judicial Watch has done extraordinary work as well on this, and so have a number of other people. This is the reason why we protect and the government protects government emails. And it's also for historical record. So people can't be sending emails back and forth that are of official capacity without the American people being able to hold them accountable for that. So when we see Hillary Clinton making light of this, she's trying to change the narrative.
Exactly.
She's trying to make it seem like, oh, look at these House GOP guys. Mm-hmm. They're just making such a big deal out of nothing. Well, it was something. People died. Mm-hmm. Christopher Stevens died. She was supposed to be his friend.
Yes.
He had a lot of confidence in her. And then towards the end, he had no confidence in her at all because he had requested over and over again more security, which was denied by the State Department. When you're working in a nation like Libya, and Bill, I've traveled to countries, Iraq, I've traveled to Afghanistan, traveled to Pakistan. These are very seriously dangerous nations, but Libya was just, there was no government rules. It was completely falling apart. Christopher Stevens was at the mercy of just having any security around him. This poor man, who I had the fortune of meeting one time, he was at an event at the Pakistan Embassy, was just such a kind and he seemed like such a wonderful person. I mean, putting his life on the line for our country, and he's being abandoned.
Exactly.
So it's a shame. It's a shame that Hillary Clinton finds it so humorous that she's sitting at an art exhibit, which it really is just, I mean, it's a joke. It's just beneath. I think that she's just, it's just beneath her. It's beneath everything. It just humiliates, you know, the United States. And it's humiliating to her. It's almost embarrassing.
It really is.
You're going to put yourself on a stage to do that.
Exactly. At a time when she's trying to somehow regain some relevance. I mean, there were some pictures here this last week with her and Elizabeth Warren that they're supposedly are going to team up together. I wonder if Elizabeth Warren takes three major steps away from that association.
I think for her sake, she should. Well, she doesn't need Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And I'm not sitting here touting Elizabeth Warren, but Elizabeth Warren is her own person. She has her own strength. She doesn't need Hillary Clinton. It's obvious that the Democrats are in a huge mess right now, as 2020 comes up. And we've seen what the Democrats have done in the House, this move towards, you know, with Gerald Nadler towards impeachment proceedings and things of that nature. So she really doesn't need her. It wouldn't surprise me in the least if Elizabeth Warren just backs away from the whole thing.
Well, getting back to the FISA abuse, you brought that up, and Judicial Watch and yourself and John Solomon, you guys have contributed to this so greatly, you know, to keep it front and center. And, you know, meanwhile, America is waiting to say, okay, how does the FBI get away with this FISA abuse? But again, this is the nature of due process. All the I's have to be dotted, all the T's crossed, as opposed to what the FBI did in order to obtain these FISA warrants.
You brought up a great point there, Bill. I mean, this is, we have to see justice done the right way. We can't be haphazard. The American people have to realize that, you know, Lady Justice operates both ways. You are innocent until proven guilty. You do not spy on people for political purposes. This Justice Department under William Barr is exemplary. He is an enormous asset for the Trump administration, and he has done such an incredible job of just working really hard to ensure that justice is served. And if that means working diligently and taking his time, then he should do that. Because we don't need a Justice Department like we saw under Eric Holder. We don't need a Justice Department. We don't need to see the process that took place under Loretta Lynch. We really need to see justice served the right way. We need to hold people accountable. And I think that's what William Barr is doing. That's what John Durham is doing. And we need to hold them accountable. If they don't do their job, we also need to hold them accountable. And they have to explain themselves if there are no indictments. But I believe that what we're seeing now is the first domino about to fall.
Right.
And this is Andrew McCabe, and we'll see others in coming right after that, because he wasn't the only one involved in this. We know James Comey. We know John Brennan. That John Durham's been actually questioning people at the CIA. Clapper and others were involved in this. And I think justice will be served. This is the United States of America. We have a wonderful foundation and constitution. And that supersedes anybody who is trying to break the law.
Including a former president.
Absolutely.
And you and I talked about this last time. I was a bit reticent and careful to bring that up. But at every turn and at every report, you see the tentacles going directly into the White House. Do these officials? I think Durham has the intestinal fortitude, follow these leads and follow the facts wherever they may lead. And voice signs say that I think it's inevitable that it goes through the White House. How did these things happen without President Obama knowing about this?
That's right. And I think those are questions that they're definitely looking at, questions that they need answered. And remember, Obama was surrounded by loyalists. I mean, all he had to do was give a head nod, and he didn't have to know what else was happening with that head nod. Right?
Well, we saw what happened with Lois Lerner, right?
People play.
Exactly.
Right.
We got to leave it there. Sarah Carter on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sarah.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan, the year, how much did you borrow, the amount, and what is the interest rate, percentage? Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night saw 10 Democratic White House hopefuls on the same stage in Houston. Gun control was one of the big issues. Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke says he's received a death threat today after saying this last night.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
The threat O'Rourke refers to is a response from Republican Texas State Representative Briscoe Kane, who tweeted last night that his AR-15 was, quote, ready for O'Rourke. Kane had more to say this morning, calling O'Rourke a child in another tweet, although he's taken the original tweet down. The east coast of Florida is being warned about what could be a tropical storm when it gets there this weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Always good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time right now for the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, the one and only Lou Euler, joins us now. Lou, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing well, thank you. Nice to be with you as usual.
Lou, I'm really excited about the country right now. I am very bullish about America. When you see all the robust activity in our economy, people's lives getting back on track, having more money in their bank accounts, regardless of what the mainstream media would purport to say and want people to believe. You know, it's that old question, do you want to believe us or, you know, the balance in your checkbook? You know, it is amazing the narrative the mainstream media is trying to put out there. But, you know, every time they do this, Lou, I say they lose credibility. And these other politicians, all they can do is try to bring down the energy. I mean, in a business, Lou, you know, we've been business people most of our lives, and we would be hesitant to have people working with us for an extended period of time because of the disease that they would put forth in the rest of the culture of the organization. by bringing everybody down. And, this is such a conflict that's going on amongst the mainstream media and the narrative that's being placed out there. And most of America listens to what they're saying, and it's just like, you know, blam, 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 blam. I mean, it's just more of the same, just all because they hate Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, that's right, and you put your finger right on it, and that is that all of the segments of our working population that have had the greatest difficulties over the last decade or more in finding jobs and finding well-paying jobs, et cetera, that's all behind us now because employers are fighting over available workers. The help wanted signs are going up in business windows throughout America and across the less populated portions of our country. So all of the signals are absolutely on target to help the lower wage people, the underage people, and the main segment of workers are their wages are now increasing on an annual basis far in excess of what we've experienced over the last few years.
Well, it's an exciting time for the labor force of America today, and all you have to do, you know, when you listen to and look at the research from the Labor Department, is, Lou, if you show up for work every day, you're in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. Are you aware of that? I mean, we have a lot of people that won't even show up for work every day. And let's just say show up for work every day on time. So if you have a little bit of an ethic here and you show up for work every day on time, you're in the top 10%. If you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, you're in the top 5%. I mean, you know, this is the environment that is before the American labor force today. It is rather robust and opportune, like something we have been wanting for a long time. I mean, we just went through an incredible malaise 8 previous years under the previous regime that somehow felt that it was incumbent upon them to fundamentally transform our country and to neutralize everybody's productivity quotient and to mediocritize the labor force and to, you know, for them to abandon their dreams and ambitions for the sake of central command.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And the very people who have been out of the labor force, lured out by freebies, et cetera, are now finding it's much in their self-interest because of what they can earn and what they can learn to be back in the labor force. As we have said over the years, manning the oars. We got more people and the workforce that is developing is a much broader percentage of our total population. So it means that those who are at work have many allies now and are not supporting others. Their work is supporting them and increasing the wages that they're able to command in the marketplace. So it's really an amazing reversal of the last few years.
And this is why the Democrats are having such a hard time and they're so desperate, Lou, because it's the wrong gospel, wrong church. Because at the very core of this is people are happiest when they are manning their oars and they're providing for their families. I mean, you think of the nature of where this country was headed before Donald Trump. And in fact, I just wrote a commentary on this, Lou, that talked about the second American Revolution. People have been talking, this is what we need. Well, my perspective and my observation is the second American Revolution is here now, and it happened. I mean, the first shot across the bow of the elites of this country that have, whether you want to call it the deep state, the progressive Marxists, the communists that have infiltrated our very government, the first shot over their bow was when Donald Trump came down the golden escalators of Trump Tower. They freaked out. And they knew that they were going to have trouble in River City, and they wanted to delude themselves and everybody else into thinking that Hillary Clinton was all we were waiting for was a coronation for Hillary Clinton. She was a shoe-in, 1,000,000 to 1. It was going to be impossible that this businessman from Manhattan was going to be in the Oval Office, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And what this, the other dimension of this broadening of our labor force, what that means for us is we are back to the private sector, the real people. We're diminishing government, and this is what our founders fought. They wanted to restore a government of, for, and by the people, not by the government.
Exactly.
And so to the extent that we can have people gainfully employed, broaden base, restoring wealth to the economy, and this is the other thing that happens when you have maximum employment is you maximize the economic growth rate of the nation, which can double every 17 to 18 years at 4% economic growth rate. That's what we need to restore, what we had with Ronald Reagan and with JFK. And when we get back to that, then the government is minimized and the private sector is maximized. That's where wealth gets created. That's where people are happiest.
And it's the only chance we have, Lou, I believe, at reeling back this government of ours that has run amok and has increased our indebtedness to over $23 trillion. I mean, the first 200 years, it took the country 200 years to get to the $1 trillion mark. And, you know, here it is in the last 42, 43 years, we have been adding to our indebtedness at exponential numbers that are unheard of. You know, as Woodrow Wilson said, and this is, I think this is a timely quote, especially for now, and this dynamic tension between socialism and capitalism. Are we going to go with, you know, smaller government? Are we going to go with bigger government? Do we believe in central command, which has been, you know, the mainstay of communism and socialism? Woodrow Wilson said it very plainly, Lou. He said, the history of liberty is a history of the limitation of governmental power, not the increase of it. So here we've got, you know, Donald Trump promoting the limitation of governmental power, and you've got the socialists of Joe Biden and, you know, especially Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders et al. Promoting an increase of governmental control and central command. That is what's coming up for this next election in 2020, and we'll have to see if Donald Trump was prescient and right on when he said that America would never be a socialist country. It's all about getting this country back on track, ladies and gentlemen. As Lou said, we all have to man our oars and do our part to get this country back on track. The founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lou.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Facebook is expanding its new local alert tool nationally by the end of the year. Local alerts enables local governments and first responders to communicate urgent information when it directly affects people in their community or requires them to take action, such as road closures, blackouts, or natural disasters. Jimmy O'Keefe is the product marketing manager at Facebook.
When authorities mark posts as local alerts, Facebook greatly amplifies their reach so that people living in an affected community are more likely to see them. Facebook sends notifications to people living in the affected area and also shows that information on Today In, a new place on Facebook for local news, community information, and conversations between neighbors.
Over the past year, information officers from over 350 local governments have used local alerts in a range of everyday emergencies, including flash flood warnings, mandatory evacuations, and 911 outages. For more, visit facebook.com/help/publisher/local alerts.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately,
It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you 5 days a week live, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Meanwhile, we're grateful for all the other stations, especially over the weekend on Saturday and Sundays, that pick up the show and will run various hours of the show. And just to give you kind of a little taste. But if you want to hear the entire show or even podcasts and you know, the host of experts that we bring to you every day, for these three compelling hours and entertaining hours, just go to the website, BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. We've got Rob Jackson joining us now. He's a counselor at Focus on the Family. Rob, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Great to be with you, too.
Hey, before we get on the topic about, boy, this is an ongoing topic about submitting to your husband and your husband controlling you and the biblical difference between said such, because Focus on the Family, and we're behind this very aggressively as well, happy to be promoting Bring Your Bible to School Day, which is going to be coming up in a couple of weeks, and we're real excited about that because it reinforces to people that, you know, this whole idea, this misnomer of separation of church and state, and that, you know, we shouldn't have the Bible at school and that sort of thing, there's no law against bringing your Bible to school, right?
That's right. You know, we're going to have to preach that message loud and clear and be very consistent, I think.
Well, especially at a time when you've got a culture that is in chaos, and it's easy to understand, you know, for those of us who take God for his word, and we look back historically and appreciate what's happened to nations when they turn their back on God, it does not serve them well. And so what America is experiencing is nothing new. People of faith have seen this. We're warning people, hey, look, you're at the top of the roof and you're ready to jump off, but we want you to understand gravity still exists, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And, you know, Bill, I'm 58, and I am still stunned by how fast our culture is eroding.
Right.
I mean, I've worked with people professionally now for more than three decades, and still, every day, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
We've got to get back to the Word of God and to the Spirit of God and humble ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember, I'll share with you, and this was a bit embarrassing. My wife and I were having a very serious conversation one time in the car, and the kids happened to be in the realm of said conversation. And my son brightly interjected, "Why don't you guys just do what the Bible says?"
But you know what that tells me, Bill? You've been teaching him. You were teaching him about the Bible for your son to be able to give you that good counsel.
Well, I had to pull. I had to pull the car over and let him walk home. You know. Just kidding. Just kidding. But yes,
I'll lead them right.
Right. Exactly. But you love the brilliance of innocence. This is why Jesus said, "Look at, do not stop the children. Do not hinder the children coming from me." That you need to follow their example. You know, sometimes as opposed to the other way around. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hey, well, let's talk about something that is has been a problem. You know, since the Garden of Eden, and that's the issue of submission. And it still is a controversy that amazes me. And, you know, for the decades that I've been in church, and when it comes up, it kind of reminds me of a time I was in Utah, and the women at the table were speaking silently, aggressively, and their husbands were very uncomfortable with the way they were talking. And this issue of submission was the topic of conversation, and people really misunderstanding what submission means and why it is so threatening. Again, we talk about a culture that has a perception that is all in the name of political correctness, redefinition, hijacking of words that we have embraced to our own injury. Because, first of all, people do not understand what submission means.
Well, I think that's right. And what always stuns me is, you know, you talk of submission, and if you have any familiarity with the Scripture, your mind goes to Ephesians 5:22, where wives are instructed to submit to their husbands. But you rarely hear about verse 21. One verse prior, all Christians are called to submit to each other.
Yes.
Out of reverence for Christ. And, you know, we even see Jesus Christ submitting himself to the will of the Father. So there's a lot here for us, and it's just sad that every marriage tends to struggle with this, and I think especially in our American culture.
Yeah, because you're not the boss of me. And the idea of submission is coming under the protection of, you know, God's definition is... why would we want to submit? You know, why are we so threatened by that word? It's because we don't understand what that word means. But when we do it, and Rob, when it's activated in relationships, whew, boy, I'll tell you, the devil has a hard time coming in between you.
Well, that's right. And I mean, these verses about submitting to one another and then wives submitting to husbands, well, these verses are in the context of how we're to be imitators of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a particular emphasis on Christ and how he serves the church. And so it's really beautiful, but unfortunately, we hear the word and we think it's ugly.
Mm. And so what we're trying to reconcile here in people's minds here is the biblical definition of submission and God's intent. Why would the Holy Spirit, why would God talk about submission?
Yeah, I think really, Bill, it goes back to unity. He is wanting us all to be one with himself under the lordship of Jesus Christ. And there is a rank and file, if you will, where God himself is the authority. So we're all wanting to be one with him, and that requires submission really across the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to find our lane, you know, and we can't be part of the greater call if we're spinning out of control. That is totally against God's nature, is it not?
Yes, it really is. And it's so much of this, you know, this me culture, you know, and it just flies in the face of the New Testament.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a perfect example, let's go back. Speaking of the Old Testament, we're back in Genesis. Cain is offering, you know, he brings his offerings to God, and he's thinking, hey, you know, this should be good enough. But God's real specific as to what kind of offering and what's supposed to happen. And Cain has in his mind, which is the mind of humanity today, it's still, you know, echoing through the millennia, that somehow God's going to grade on the curve, and somehow God is going to reduce his character, his very nature, his very name, in order to accommodate, you know, our own perception of who God is and what he's all about. I mean, it's pretty arrogant, isn't it?
Well, it is, and that is so well said, Bill. God does not change, thankfully, and we're the ones who need to understand that.
Well, again, when you consider the society and the culture we live in today, you would think, Rob, is that, you know, how much more pain do we have to undergo? How much more opioid addiction? How much more sex trafficking? How much more pornography? How much more destroyed marriages and families and the generation of kids? I mean, fatherlessness is epidemic in our country today. And I hear my son saying, why don't you just do what God says?
Yeah. It takes a faith, you know, a hope, a real understanding of that gospel message, I think, to bring ourselves under the authority of God and to offer up those gifts of submission that are required throughout all of culture.
And it's so difficult, Rob, in today's culture, you know, for, you know, men for that matter, or for women, you know, when the feminist movement and everything, movies, they're surrounded by this antithetical culture that is against God, and it's just not kosher, you know, by today's standards to talk in terms of, you know, submitting to your husband. And so, you know, how do we get there? How do we, you know, encourage, you know, our families, our wives, you know, the women in our lives to, you know, to do what God has called us to do?
Yeah. Well, Bill, I think when a husband is on mission with Christ, it's easier for that Christian wife to be in submission to him. But so many times, you know, we men find it difficult to know how to lead.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us didn't see it in our own families of origin. Right. And then the culture presents, you know, a man who's always a buffoon, a man who has no wisdom, a man who's basically acting like a child on television. And so we're going to have men go back to the scriptures with the Spirit and say, help me to be an imitator of Christ so that I am so attractive in that role that my wife would happily submit to that leadership.
Rob, is it a situation also where you don't necessarily have to talk about submission, you just live it? It's kind of like, you know, the speed limit. The speed limit says 55 miles an hour, and when you're driving 55 miles an hour, you're not in trouble. It's when you're driving 70. I mean, and you, that's when, you know, the posted sign comes into play. And is submitting the same way, is that it's there, and when you are submitting, it's nothing that needs to be said. It's just who you are. It becomes part of your character, and it's natural. It's just, you know what, am I saying that right? Is it kind of a natural outflow of your commitment to do what God's called you to do?
Absolutely. It's just a spirit-filled life at that point.
Right. But, you know, the thing is that when you pull it out and you talk about submitting, you know, and going to your wife and saying, look, at, hey, I was listening to Rob Jackson and Bill Martinez this morning, and they're saying, hey, you should submit to me.
Yeah, that's probably not going to work real well, Bill.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, so, again, I just don't want guys to get all pumped up here and think, oh, hey, look, at that's it, you know, the Bible confirms it, this whole deal. That's not the spirit-led life that we're talking about here. So we pray for wisdom, okay, man? That's what we do. And may love and mercy be at the center of it all. He is a counselor at Focus on the Family, Rob Jackson. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it.
Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.